This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening. This is the WRKC News at 5. I'm Kayla Kraczynski. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's top stories are the Mass Communications Department trip to Media Day at the Philadelphia Phillies and the Study Abroad Fair. We'll also hear a new politics this week, get a Monarch sports update, and hear the weather forecast for the weekend. The Philadelphia Phillies had their annual Student Media Day on Monday to showcase opportunities to work in sports broadcasting. Program Director John Flynn reports.
The King's College Mass Communications Department sponsored a trip to Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia for the Phillies College Series night Monday. The theme of Monday's networking event and a panel discussion was college art and design. The Phillies had graphic and video production designers talk to students about their experiences and how they entered the field. The Phillies also had 16-year Major League Baseball veteran and 1983 NLCS MVP Gary Matthews to talk to students and the chance to take pictures with the Phillies World Series championship trophies from 1980 and 2008. Mass Communications Professor Dr. Karen Mercenkavage was thinking about taking advantage of the Phillies College Series for a couple of years, and with help from the King's administration this year, she was able to make it happen.
So first I put out an email to get a feel from the students of who might be interested to see if it was worth pursuing. I was very much excited about it, but I just wanted to see if the students felt the same interest or excitement. Then I had to find transportation for us and funding for transportation. I had to collect the money from the students and send out emails and keep everybody up to date on what was happening regarding the trip. And so it was really a lot of just continuous communication with students and the administration to make this all happen.
Dr. Mercenkavage spent part of her professional career in graphic design before teaching. She explains how the panel discussion confirmed the benefits of good communication skills.
Basically, it reaffirmed everything that I knew, the knowledge I had gained, and the experience I had gained in my profession before I even came to teaching. And I've also seen that as I do freelance, what they said at the Phillies, no matter what you're doing graphics for or videography for, any kind of promotion, the fundamental skills stay the same, remain the same. Those are good written skills, good interpersonal skills, good interviewing, good writing skills. But really just the fundamentals never go away. Technology may change, but you have to upkeep new skills.
Ms. Janine Luby, who teaches a public relations course at King's this semester, also went on the trip. As an instructor, she described what she took away from it, especially as the sport has changed over the last 30 years.
I thought it was interesting that the Phillies had a staff, at least the evening that we attended, a staff that's been there for so long, for over 20 years. That obviously speaks to what kind of organization the Phillies is, and that means to me that they must be really good to their employees and the employees must be happy, which I think probably shows in their work that they do there. I think the students were surprised also at how long the employees who work there have been there and also how much they've had to change through the years. I think it's really important for students to understand that while, you know, technology, what we know today, it's great that you do know it, social media and different digital medias, but that things will always keep changing and that no matter what our age, in these positions, we have to keep learning, keep growing, and work together as a team.
King students had experiences of their own. Junior Allison Detweiler, who was not exactly into sports, says she learned her skills can translate to jobs in sports.
I found it interesting that all of the people on the panel were there for a really long time. Well, not all of them, but a good portion of them were there from for over 30 years, and they've learned to adapt with society and with the changing in technology. Right now, I'm pretty interested in PR and marketing, but I do really enjoy graphic design, so it was interesting to hear about the graphic design aspects of the job. I learned that there's, even though I never saw myself going to sports, that there's a lot of opportunities for me in a sports-related field. Even though I'm not super into sports, I can do a lot of things in.
For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Program Director John Flynn.
The Study Abroad Fair is the annual aggregation of all the Study Abroad office has to offer for international education programs. Nicole Siprich interviewed the coordinators and students of Study Abroad.
The Office of Study Abroad hosted its annual fair where King's students, faculty, and exchange students came together to encourage those in the King's community to take a step towards becoming a global citizen. Margaret Kowalski, director of Study Abroad, offered some insight on what the fair is all about.
The purpose of a Study Abroad fair is to promote global learning on the King's campus, to really give students a chance to have exposure to a variety of programs, to see the energy and the learning that they can do in these Study Abroad programs.
Ms. Kowalski, like many others, find that there are a plethora of advantages to studying abroad in whatever capacity that may be.
There are a lot of benefits to studying abroad. First, academically, you get to experience your field in a different culture. And sometimes you get to go to a university where there are different course offerings from the ones that we offer at King's. As well, for a student who is familiar with the King's environment or may have come from the region here, is an opportunity to live in a different culture, but also just a different type of city, bigger or smaller than you might be used to. The other benefits of studying abroad are things like intercultural awareness, independence, confidence, some more certainty about who you are and what you want to do professionally and personally, and just a kind of unique way to mature as a college student.
A main purpose of the fair is to inform students on the different types of study abroad that is offered here at King's.
In the semester programs, we have a number of different affiliates, and students keep paying King's, and King's pays the tuition overseas, and students pay the housing, airfare, and other costs. So what this means is that students can actually utilize their full aid package in order to study abroad. And we work with those schools regularly, so I know their course plans, for example. The second kind of study abroad summer programs, a number of our different partners offer summer opportunities for students. A good example of that is the Spanish Studies Abroad program, where students do 4 to 6 credits of language immersion in the summer in a place like Seville, Spain. The last kind of study abroad, and by far the most popular, are our King's programs. So 2 King's faculty will take a group of 15, sometimes 18 students, to study abroad in a variety of locations, and it'll be focused. They'll take 1 3-credit class, and there's 1 set price for the entire package.
Renata Yvonne, coordinator of the short-term faculty-led study abroad programs, gave some specifics on the trip set for summer 2018.
Peru, that is a science for environmental science, primarily biology majors. We have program to Uganda that focuses on education and healthcare, and we also have program to Italy that will main focus would be history, but also a little bit of science.
Dr. Dan Clasby of the History Department is one of the 3 faculty going on the short-term trip to Italy this coming summer. Dr. Clasby offers some opinions on the benefits of traveling abroad.
I'm a believer that studying abroad changes people's lives. I think it's an experience that changes often your perspective on the world, makes you curious about things that perhaps you had never even imagined you would be curious about, gives you confidence, it gives you things that we call like soft skills, like leadership skills, right? And problem solving skills and things like that. And so for me, the destination isn't always and rarely is the most important thing. If a student can study abroad in some capacity here at King's, I think it's one of the best things probably they could do.
King's student Sam Zavada, who traveled to Spain on a short-term faculty-led trip, offered a more personal account on how study abroad positively affected him.
I think it made me a little bit more worldly, a little bit more global. Otherwise, I think it was just a really important moment just to be away for that long and not be able to call home at all. It was kind of, you know, the real, like, being away from your parents and having to really fend for yourself a lot of the time. There was a lot of that went into it. So it was a growing experience, like, really actually growing up. That was definitely part of it.
Stepping out of your comfort zone is a major part of studying abroad, although Mr. Zavada feels it's worth it.
You get to see another culture. Maybe it's a little bit of an uncomfortable thing to be away for that long and go into a different culture. No, I was a little bit nervous about that. But about a week in, you start to become closer with the people that you're there with and the people in the city and the city itself. And, you know, it becomes really easy from there. And yeah, so I definitely recommend it.
Many students fear that studying abroad is not financially possible. But according to Mrs. Yvonne, it might be easier than you think.
I think it would be more doable and more affordable opportunity that some students assume it is. We try to make the study abroad programs as affordable as possible, and I think it's a wonderful way of introducing students to not only travel abroad, but more of being a global citizen. So come study abroad.
For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Nicole Siprich.
Coming up next, we'll hear politics this week, get a sports update before the weekend, and hear the weather forecast.
Pop down the road to see Frog and Toad. The King's College Theater Department presents A Year of Frog and Toad. Kids of all ages will find this riveting and unfroggettable. A Year of Frog and Toad, September 28th through October 30th at 7 p.m. and September 30th and October 1st at 1 p.m. For reservations, email boxoffice@kings.edu.
Hi, this is Jeff Tweedy from Wilco, and you're listening to WRKC 88.5 Wilkes Barre.
The news at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Is the NFL's protest a diversion from more pressing issues? You decide on politics this week. WRKC welcomes back Congressman Steve Scalise and would like to wish him a speedy rehabilitation. President Trump caused a new firestorm this week on Twitter and at an Alabama rally for comments over NFL players kneeling during the national anthem. Trump referred to players kneeling as sons of bitches at the rally and then took to social media to continue the debate. The tweets immediately drew response from all 32 teams, some embracing the protest more than others. The Dallas Cowboys, notably, all locked arms and knelt before the national anthem began. But some are criticizing the president for another facet of the issue, that the tweet detracted attention from more pressing issues, like the humanitarian crisis in Puerto Rico after the devastation from Hurricane Irma and Maria, and escalating tensions between the U.S. and North Korea. The island is potentially out of power for months, in addition to more devastation to the already weak infrastructure there. The Jones Act, a historic piece of legislation that prevents foreign ships from transporting cargo between American ports, was temporarily halted to attempt to have more aid available to Puerto Rico, although infrastructure may not be able to accommodate it. North Korean officials have claimed that they would consider shooting American aircraft down after they described that the United States had declared war on them. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson stated that the United States has not declared war on North Korea. This week, Iraqi Kurdistan voted to become an independent nation. The Iraqi Prime Minister and Turkey's President Erdogan have denounced the elections. This leaves the United States and coalition allies in a precarious situation between supporting the military successful Kurds or the Iraqi and Turkish allies. Jared Kushner drew attention this week for his use of a private email account for official business. His lawyer made a statement Sunday that Kushner did not disclose the email, although he claims that he used it for only about 30 emails. The Graham Cassidy bill failed this week in another blow to Mitch McConnell and Senate Republicans. Senator John McCain came out against the bill after being the decisive no vote for the AHCA. And this has been Politics This Week. This is Joshua Frankevich with WRKC 88.5.
This is your sports director, Dan Stokes, with your Monarch Sports Update. The King's College football team takes on MAC conference leader Albright College this Saturday at McCarthy Stadium at 1 p.m. Last week, the Monarchs suffered a heartbreaking loss to Lycoming College 44-41 in the final minute of the game. Albright has played its fair share of close games as well, with three of their four wins coming by margins of 4 points or less. This is the 23rd meeting between the teams, with Albright holding a 16-5-1 advantage. The Lions have won the last 10 meetings between the teams. King's last victory against Albright came in 2006, a 38-14 win. The Monarchs look to improve on their 2-2 seasonal record. WRKC will be on the call for tomorrow's game. The Monarch golf team dropped their meet to the University of Scranton 308-322. Andrew Crossan tied for first, shooting 6 over par with the 76 on the day. The women's field hockey team posted a 2-1 victory over Keystone College. Brianna DiMaggio and Kelly O'Keefe scored the goals in the contest. This was the Lady Monarchs' fourth straight win. The Lady Monarchs take on Delaware Valley University at 7 p.m. in McCarthy Stadium tonight. The Lady Monarchs have a 4-5 record on the season. The men's soccer team drew with Alvernia University on Wednesday. The Monarchs take on Misericordia University tomorrow night at McCarthy Stadium at 7:30 p.m. The Monarchs have a 5-3-1 record on the season. The women's soccer team defeated Moravian College 1-0 on Wednesday night. This marked the Lady Monarchs' third straight trip to overtime. The Lady Monarchs take on the 25th nationally ranked Misericordia University tomorrow night in a MAC Freedom Conference matchup at 5 p.m. The Lady Monarchs have a 4-2-2 record on the season. The women's volleyball volleyball team swept Delaware Valley University on Wednesday to improve to 2-1 in MAC Freedom Conference play. The Lady Monarchs travel to Penn State Hazleton tonight at 6 p.m. The women's volleyball team have a 10-8 record on the season. In professional sports, it is the last week of Major League Baseball's regular season before postseason play starts. The Philadelphia Phillies, who are out of it, take on the New York Mets for a 3-game series at home. The New York Yankees defeated the Toronto Blue Jays earlier with a 4-0 victory. The Yankees have already clinched a postseason spot, but trail the Boston Red Sox by 2.5 games for the AL East division title. While Boston takes on the red-hot Houston Astros, they need just one win to capture the division title. It's up to the Sox. In the NFL, the Eagles take on the Los Angeles Chargers at 4:05 p.m., and the New York Giants also take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 4:05 p.m. The Steelers take on their division rival, the Baltimore Ravens, at 1 p.m. This has been your Monarch Sports Update for the WRKC News at 5. I'm Sports Director Dan Stokes.
And now the weather. Tonight will be rainy with a low of 49 degrees. Tomorrow will be cloudy with the possibility for showers. The high is 62. And Sunday will be sunny with a high of 70. The theater's performance of A Year with Frog and Toad continues tonight at 7 in the MAFI Theater. Tickets are free to students. The Ruth's Place Women's Shelter is holding their annual Walk for Hope this Sunday on Public Square. Registration begins at 1. The walk starts at 2. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm Kayla Kraczynski. Have a fantastic Friday.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.